The Socialist Forum of Ghana is advocating transparency and full disclosure of the agreements government reached with the IMF. At a media briefing in Accra, a leading member of the forum, Kwesi Pratt, expressed a worry over information on how the deal between Ghana and the IMF is impacting on the economy. Yvonne Asariofe has filed this report.
The Socialist Forum of Ghana is demanding greater transparency in government dealings with the IMF and related institutions. This, it noted, will enable Ghanaians to discuss the state of the economy from an informed position. A leading member of the forum, Kwesi Pratt, said the IMF deal has led to the review of prices of petroleum products every 2 weeks and the full deregulation of the utility subsector. This has resulted in the increases in the prices of petroleum products and utility tariffs.
Ghana embarked on the neoliberal path with disastrous consequences in 1953. Since then, the national currency has been devalued by more than 28,000%, and more than 300,000 workers have lost their jobs, and close to 400 state enterprises have been destroyed completely. The government of Ghana has also withdrawn subsidies on agriculture and limited access to social services such as education and health. Interestingly, these draconian measures have not in any way led to improvements in the national economy. Ghana continues to be a dependent new colony, which has lost total control of its natural resources to multinational corporations from the colonial metropolis. Currently, the level of unemployment is estimated to be very high. The city is exchanged at $3.82, and utility bills, transport fares, and food prices continue to rise. These agreements are about us and our future, and the people of Ghana deserve to know the full facts. It is not for us to go and ask secretly what the terms of the agreement may be. What about the rest of the people of Ghana? Everybody who is a Ghanaian is entitled to know what is in the agreement with the IMF.
The Socialist Forum is alarmed by these developments and advise governments to desist from excessive borrowing, which does not spur economic development.